This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. British lawmakers rejected Prime Minister Boris Johnson's request for an election before the country's scheduled departure from the European Union next month.
The ayes to the right, 293. The noes to the left, 46. So the ayes have it. The ayes have it.
Opposition lawmakers voted against the measure or abstained. Johnson wanted a snap election on October 15, 2 weeks before the scheduled October 31st date for Brexit. But opposition parties said they would not support an election until Britain had secured a delay to the Brexit date. Prime Minister never had a loss for words, expressed his frustration at that vote.
The House to trust the people, but once again the opposition think they know better. They want the British Prime Minister to go to a vital negotiation without the power to walk away. They want to delay Brexit yet again.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Russian voters handed setbacks to Kremlin-affiliated candidates in Moscow and other local elections nationwide. We get more from Reuters' Sam Holder.
The United Russia Party, which backs President Putin, has lost a third of its seats in the Moscow parliament, according to Russian media. It will be seen as an embarrassing setback for the Kremlin, although the party still retained a slim majority, 26 out of 45 seats, after Sunday's local elections. United Russia's popularity is the lowest it's been for more than a decade. But across the country, the party's candidates for regional governor seem to have won in 16 districts, including St. Petersburg.
That is Reuters' Sam Holder reporting. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is denying he overruled his advice.